Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC. It's Friday morning. It's time for our weekly market comments with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. And Roy, we're in the midst of the dead cat bounce. Bring us up to date. How many trading days are we up? Where do we sit with that particular marketing strategy?
Right. As I calculated, the harvest low, if in fact we have seen the harvest low, which I suspect we have, was September 25th. So we are 9 trading days past that harvest low, or past that beginning of the dead cat bounce. So we're actually pretty well into it, and we could see that dead cat bounce come to fruition here after the close. If in fact, the soybean futures and cash market close higher on Friday, as they have on Thursday and some of the other days this week, then we could meet all the criteria for that dead cat bounce.
Yeah, if I remember back here a couple of weeks ago, 2 criteria to the dead cat bounce. It's a value and it's a time span. The 9th trading day was Thursday, so 10 days, and if I remember right, 15 would even be better. But what's the value of the dead cat bounce, or what's the target anyway, and have we met that?
Oh, the target is 35 cents a bushel above the low on the harvest low. And so, yeah, we met that actually earlier this week. So I, like you said, I would be a lot more comfortable with 15 trading days and 30 more and 50 cents a bushel rally off the harvest low. But as early as this low came this year, and it's hard to define the psychology of the market, but it just feels like this soybean market is set to keep going for a few days now. You know, don't get too proud of those beans that you forget to sell them. But, you know, on the other hand, with the harvest low coming earlier than normal this year, there's a good chance it could last a little longer, too.
You know, and I remember, was it last year or the year before, we actually had a double dip on the harvest low. I think we had 2 dead cat bounces. It happened so early. So like you say, every year is a little different, isn't it?
It is. That was last year, the year that you're talking about, and in fact, the harvest low came exactly on the day, the 2nd of October, and then we got a nice rally off of that, but almost before people got a chance to sell into that rally, because it wasn't quite as high as we'd hoped for, the market pulled back and made another harvest low about the first week in November, and then when it took off, we got a really nice rally that gave us a chance to get some beans moved at I'd say, relatively good prices, really good compared to today, at least.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about corn. Spend a little time on that. We were talking about, selling the carry. That's a strategy we haven't been able to use in a couple of years. Kind of bring us up to date on that, Roy.
Right. It's really nice to see this corn market bounce a little bit. Boy, everybody was just gloom and doom on the corn market, and it's still low enough that most people are probably not making any money on corn. But, we have a 29-cent carry from December on out to July. So if you are putting corn in the bin, especially if you happen to be putting it on commercial storage and you want to guarantee yourself some profit on that, lock the bin door and sell July futures for somewhere in the neighborhood of 29 to 30 cents over the December futures, and that will give you a return on your storage cost and be a little better price than what we got today.
All right. We're almost to the end of our segment already. Haven't just seemed to have flown by here today, but what are the keys? What should we be watching for here in the next few weeks, Roy?
Well, we've been waiting an awful long time for this dead cat bounce, and I guess the two things that I would say is that I'm still a big believer in selling in increments, and if we get that 50 cents a bushel in 3 weeks, sell something, maybe a fourth of your crop or whatever segment that you think you're comfortable with, and then have some more to sell above that. And likewise on the corn, I generally recommend if you got corn to sell it the same time as you sell beans, because the dead cat bounce is a little harder to calculate on corn.
All right, and for folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks for the information. Talk to you again next week, okay?
Look forward to it.
Well, thanks much. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.